Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Javon McCormick. He is the president and CEO of Scribe Media, where they help experts, entrepreneurs, and executives turn their stories into books. Javon, welcome to our show today.
Christopher, what's going on, sir?
So I was just telling you prior to this starting, I'm like, dude, the only thing I like more talking about books is speaking because I speak for a living, but I never knew this. 21 years ago, after leaving my job at American Express on Wall Street, came out to California, wrote my first book, not knowing that that book was the anchor, the foundation for the credibility that I needed to be a speaker. So when I saw what you do with Scribe Media, I'm like, let's get this guy on the show. And it's not just you're helping one or two people, it's at scale. So first of all, let's talk about your story that you wrote a book that you had them help you with. Let's talk about you first and your story and why you chose to write a book.
Oh man, my book was 100% legacy piece. I've got four children and I wanted them to know my background. You and I talked a little bit about it. Yeah, my father was a black pimp and drug dealer back in the day in the 70s. He had 23 kids. My mother was an orphan. I'm half white, half black. I was in juvenile three different times. I've got a GED. And so here I am, I've been the president of a software company, can't write code, and now I'm the CEO of a publishing company and I can't spell. So it's God bless America, man.
Well, but this is why this podcast is called the Gifters Podcast, because I really believe your story is gift of the world. And your story is so in line with your personal story, but your professional. So what was the response? Because I always tell everyone, write a book, yeah. Whether in your case for legacy, whether for professional reasons, whether for just helping more people. Why do you think some people hesitate? Because you, with your company, helped them with that. But what was a hesitation that you might have had that you, when you first started writing the book?
You know, the hesitation for me directly was the fact that my story, I didn't want anyone to know my background. You know, for 40 plus years, you know, I did not want you to know that I didn't have a college degree. I didn't want you to know my fractured background of everything I went through, had been in juvenile three different times. So mine was more of just not wanting people to know my story. Even when I set out to do the book, Christopher, I remember talking to the two co-founders of Scribe and I said, look, all I need is five copies. I don't care if this book ever sells one copy. I just need it as a legacy piece for my great-great-grandchildren.
That's great. And Javon, after you wrote your book, tell our listeners and audience, what were some of the feedback and the responses?
Oh, it was amazing. I remember the first email I received from a gentleman in South Africa, and wow. I could not believe my book had made it to South Africa and someone had read my story there. Given the background and how the fracture, the chaos that I come from, I didn't know that it was going to resonate with so many people. So I was blown away, as with most people when their book comes out, they're shocked that many people are actually interested in their story.
No, because it always comes down to your story relates to my story, relates to the people watching it, and it's all about the commonality as human beings. But I want our listeners to know that it really is that impact you can make. Because if you're only focusing on yourself, then you might be scared. But you focus on, as you're saying, your legacy, your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, but also the people you can impact now that you know, it's really inspiring. So our listeners, I just hope you really get inspiration from Javon's personal story. Now let's pivot to your professional story where, okay, you write this book, they do a good job, apparently, obviously, because hopefully, right? And why did you choose to dive even deeper? It's almost like Julie Sweet, who's the current CEO of Accenture. I don't know if you know her backstory, but she currently leads one of the few women to lead a Fortune 500 company. She was a former lawyer, a managing partner at a really top law firm. She could have easily just went through life like that, but she's like, I'm going to dive in, go into technology. She's not really in technology. She's a lawyer and she ends up becoming CEO. So same thing with you. You perhaps wasn't into software, perhaps wasn't into publishing, but you are the type of leaders that make the biggest difference because it's the most inspiring story. Because again, if you were getting a PhD at Oxford and Harvard, okay, great. He's a smart guy, but not to say you're not a smart guy, but academically, it's not in the pedigree per se. And a lot of people always have these limitations. So tell us the journey from you writing a book to now you helming this great company to help other people write their book.
Yeah, it's very similar. You nailed it. When I was the president of a software company, I don't write code. But I understood the business aspects of it. And even coming into the publishing aspect, they all knew their craft. They understood it. I was looking at it from a beginner's mindset, fresh eyes. Okay, why do we do this? Why do we do this? So there's different questions that I would ask that if you've grown up in the industry, you've just, this is the way we've always done it. So for me, then even more important than our craft of what we do, it was how do we do it and serve the people we work with? How do we build a great culture? One of the things that I'm most proud of is when we were named Top Company Culture in America by Entrepreneur Magazine. That means that the people who work with us truly want to be here, enjoy what they do, and we've set up a company that is better than other places that they've worked with prior.
Yeah. And that speaks volumes because frankly, a book is like a recipe that you're creating together with all these ingredients. And again, as I said to you prior to this show starting, I've written and self-published 5 books. I'm working on my 6th one. There's a lot of little details.
Yeah.
And it's all about love. And so if you have a team that you've mentioned and they love it there, I really firmly believe that all that heart, that love, that spirit goes into the book. And as the author or the would-be author, the soon-to-be author, they know that they're in good hands because it's a very daunting process.
Oh, yeah.
Letting our listeners know that when people say, oh, I have an idea, talk to us about that, by the way. Let's say I come to you, Javon. I got an idea, Javon. I want to write a book. What do you say?
Well, and you nailed it there. Back up a bit. You know, we've worked with over 1,800 authors. I mean, you know, some of the big names that people may know, Tiffany Haddish, the comedian. We've worked with David Goggins. He's got the best-selling memoir of all time, second only to Michelle Obama. Nassim Taleb, Nobel Peace Prize Committee. So we've worked with a lot of big names, but the great majority of our authors are CEOs, executives, coaches, business owners, entrepreneurs who are looking to grow credibility, lead generation, thought leadership. So when people first come to us, they say, oh, I got an idea for a book. The top 2 reasons we turn people away, a lot of people are shocked when I say this, but we turn away about 30% of the people who come to us. Top 2 reasons. Number 1, they don't have enough content. Yeah, they've got a great idea, great, you know, a few snippets of what could be a book, but it's more of a blog post than it is a book. So number 1, they don't have enough content for a book. Number 2, they lead with, I want to be a New York Times bestselling author and sell 1 million copies. Okay, so that individual is seeking fame. So we refer them over to the Kardashians because that's not our business model. But you got to have a great idea and you got to have a purpose for your book. Fame cannot be the purpose because you know this. You're working on your 6th book. If you're trying to make
after 21 money, years,
yeah. If you're trying to make money in book sales, yeah, good luck with that one.
Yeah, yeah. And I stress because I looked at some of your testimonials that it really does create credibility.
Yes.
We live in the noisiest world in human history, and if you haven't done anything, and for whatever reason, whether you like, I didn't know this myself, by the way. I was in my mid-20s, wrote a book, and all of a sudden, people started asking me to speak, just like with you, right?
Yep.
And so, for the listeners, since our listeners, we have listeners in 92 countries. And for all the listeners, primarily entrepreneurs, executives, write a book.
Yeah.
Look at Javon's business model. Look at their team, because I cannot say anything more than the fact that if you want to start a new career, if you want a side hustle, you can have the idea, but if you don't have a team, and there's so many details that's involved in a book down to the font size, the margins. I know this because I've self-published my own books. There's a difference between an editor and a copy editor. There's so many little details that if you don't hire an expert, it's so daunting and so frustrating. So talk to us about some of your clients, because I really want our listeners to really see and feel the impact that you're making in so many lives. Like, tell us some of the clients, because some of them make a lot of money, some people build credibility, but I want to hear from you and how you've been able to change lives.
So, you know, some of my favorite stories are, we parsed out a lot of our authors. So we've got about 150 authors who have never sold more than 100 copies of their books, but all of them have landed 6- and 7-figure contracts. So for them, their book was a success. That's what they came for.
Yeah.
We have other authors who came because they wanted to do a legacy piece for their grandchildren, so on and so forth, like myself. So there's a different array of why people do the books. Many of our authors, one of them I know for sure, has made $3 million directly attributed to his book, and he has never, ever sold it. He gives it away for free. And so it's truly just lead gen for them. And those are the authors we enjoy working with the most because the book serves a purpose for them. They want to tell the story. They want to drive business, credibility, and you nailed it. I can't tell you how many of our authors that may have been speakers prior didn't have a book. They come out with their book and all of a sudden their speaking fee goes up because now they have the book. Yeah.
Always. Because again, it's about credibility. Because here's the thing. Again, a lot of people don't know the speaking world. I'm currently billed at 20,000. And I lost out to an astronaut a few years ago through AIG because the reality is, okay, I know my marketing is good, but I lost out to an astronaut. So these people that come to me, as you help executives come authors, I help executives come speakers. So some of them have very big heads and they're like you're like, they're like, oh, I have all this knowledge. I'm like, I'm not going to name too many names, but I'm just so shocked that I just literally had a guy. He literally, I'm just going to say this. He thinks he's marketed as a speaker, phenomenal story, built this ridiculous success story. But I looked at his website and one of his photos on the website, the interviewer and him, their faces were cut off. And this is a man that told me that he's marketable. He is very marketable, but not at his current stage. So let's talk about what you do, because again, not just that you provide a service, but I've met a lot of sub-publishers. I've met a lot of, and the thing is for listeners to know, your likelihood of getting an agent to pitch to a publisher, hoping that they'll pitch you, hoping they'll put marketing, that's not how it works. It's a business.
Right.
The reality is the likelihood of you getting an agent is slim. Likelihood of getting a publisher is even more slim. Even if they booked you into their system, maybe a year later comes out and you think they're going to market you and they don't. And I know this because I have so many friends. Yep. Whereas if you take your route, Javon, it's from my understanding, they keep all the rights, but you help them with the marketing, the publishing and all the other stuff. But talk to us about why your business is so life-changing and what you actually help them with in terms of the process.
So number one reason, most people don't even know what, you nailed it, all the details that go into the book, cover design, interior layout, font size. I have so many people say, oh my God, I love books. Yeah, but do you love what it takes to create one? Because those are two different things. And you nailed it. Right now, what we've done as well is we've carved our own lane. And what I mean by that is there's traditional publishing. We all know what that world consists of. And what it consists of now is unless you have 2 million Instagram followers, you're not getting a traditional deal.
Yeah.
Then there's self-publishing. Internally, we joke and say self-publishing is running down to FedEx Kinko's and stapling some stuff together. And then there's us, and we call ourselves professional publishing. The beauty with us is you own your book. 100%, all the IP, all the content. Traditional doesn't own your book. And we help you market that book. We find out who's your target audience. What are you trying to accomplish? Who are you trying to speak to? So we're not looking for this out of book sales. We truly have an interest in what can we help you do in accomplishing your goal. Where traditional publishing, the end game is sell books. That's the end state. And guess what? We're going to throw you 10% royalty on however many books we sell. Whereas, again, David Goggins, one of the best, 2.5 million copies of that book sold, and he did not go traditional. He tells a story. It's widely known. He got offered $350,000 to go traditional. He turned it down. He went with us. I can tell you this, the day that book launch day, he made $500,000.
Yeah. And again, I am very, very, very intimately aware of all this stuff because with someone like David Goggins, he can make $350,000 from 10 speeches or even 5 speeches.
Right.
So for our listeners, when people ask me, Christopher, how's your book doing? They don't get it. The average book sells a few hundred copies, but I say, well, do I focus on a $20 book or a $20,000 speech or $200,000 or $2 million consulting gig? But it's all about, I implore the listeners that have not read a book, if you're an executive, an entrepreneur, expert, if you don't write a book, you're literally missing out on not just millions of dollars of opportunity, but millions of people you could impact. And I can't stress that more because to hone in on the point of what you do, Javon, and I want our listeners to really see this. When he talks about details, I'm a macro guy. I'm a big thinker. I'm a creative guy. I hate details. And since I did my first book 20 plus years ago, even just the one page, you have to know what actual font size, the margins, the type copy, the margins of everything. You even have to know the type of paper, the binding. It's so horribly painful that what Javon does, and I'm going to say this very clearly, it's pristine.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm not even his client, by the way, okay? I only know this because I worked at American Express 20 plus years ago. I was the guy that created the sales deck to pitch IBM, Fives, Microsoft. I've been doing this for 20 plus years as a speaker. I used to actually do what Javon did on a small scale with a few dozen people. They do it on a much larger scale. But the whole point is the amount of detail that you have to be aware of beyond just a story to create a book and to publish and then market it, they're like Mount Everest. But writing the book is Mount Everest. But if you don't actually hire someone like you to actually do it professionally, you're going to just fall and it's not going to be pretty. And I just stress this. This is not to scare you, but I'm telling you that if you don't have people like Javon on your side, it's a very difficult thing.
Oh, I mean, I can't tell you the number of horror stories that come our way for someone. It's like, we're gonna go a different route. We're not gonna work with Scribe, and we respectfully say, okay, great. You know, let us know how it goes. If we get 10 of those calls, 60% of those people come back and they're like, oh my God, I had no clue. So then they want to engage with us, and I've always said that, yeah. Anyone can go out and maybe publish 2, 3, 5 books a year, but to do it at the level that we do think of it this way. One of our company principles is impeccable attention to detail. That should tell you how much attention to detail means to us. Is one of our principles as a company is impeccable attention to detail.
Yeah. No, and you need that because the last thing I'm going to end with is this. Your book represents your brand. If you don't have a brand in 2021 right now, you don't have a business.
Right.
Because the world is so noisy, so distracted, so busy. So if you don't have a book, you're not going to do very well, unfortunately, because no one cares, you know?
Exactly.
And so one final point, message, lesson that you want to share with our viewers today, Javon, about your company and what you do for your clients.
I'd say this to anyone. You know this for sure more than anyone. Don't wake up 2 years from now still wanting to write your book. Yeah. I can't tell you the amount of people that come to, I've been wanting to write my book for the last 7 years and I've been told I should write a book. Don't wake up 2 years from now still wanting to write your book. Start your book. With us, there's so many levels of engagement. We give away all the content for free on how to write your book. If you just have your manuscript and you need us to work on the publishing, we can do that. If you have no clue where to start, we can help you there as well. Yeah. If you're elite level and you're like, hey, I want you to fly out to me and sit with me face to face, we have a plan for that too. Yeah. So whatever it is, just get started. Don't wake up 2 years from now still saying, I got to write my book.
And unfortunately, I remember I had a client when I was helping people market and publish books. This guy worked for President Carter. And I asked him, how many years have you wanted to write a book? He was like 30 years. And I literally said, no, thank you. I don't want to work with you. Because again, he's an older gentleman. I'm going to be doing the writing. I'm not going to go through 30 years of what he thinks is important in a book. Because again, that's my time, right? But I implore the listeners and our viewers around the world in 92 countries, if you want to write a book, you have to reach out to Javon. Javon, thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate you.
My man, Christopher, I appreciate it, sir. Take care.
Awesome. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.